About 700 government officials have been found guilty of corruption in the past 5 years, according to the National Prosecuting Authority. National Director of Public Prosecutions, Advocate Shamila Batoi, and the MPA's executive committee members held a media briefing on Wednesday. Batoi said in complex corruption cases, guilty pleas are rare.
But the pressure as a national director, I could feel it from day one. But that's fine. That's what we signed up to. And that's what we are here to do, is to deliver on the mandate of the NPA.
Toye said the Kusile Power Station fraud and corruption case against former Eskom interim CEO Machela Koko being struck from the court roll last year had a devastating effect on the MPA's reputation. The MPA will appeal the Middleburg Magistrate Court ruling. Koko was arrested in 2022 for allegedly irregularly awarding multi-billion rand contracts to work at Kusile to companies linked to his friends and family.
And correct me if I'm wrong, mainly, primarily, on the Koko matter, on the New Lane matter, and the Gupta expedition. On these three matters, many in the media wrote off the NPA. And the power of the pen is incredible. And I really want to urge the media to please be balanced in your reporting, because what you report on is so important in terms of what the people out there understand about various, you know, about so many things, including the NPA, how we work. So these three matters were seriously, they were huge setbacks for the NPA. But even when it became aware that there was, it became publicly aware and was exposed, in fact, by the media, this, there was a conflict of interest by the magistrate concerned, that quietly died away. There may have been one or two reports that said, well, okay, perhaps the NPA didn't mess up that badly. But if the Koko matter simply falls away, and then it's other matters. So let's just be balanced about that. That was a huge case, and it had a devastating impact on the reputation of the NPA.
Speaking about the extradition of the Gupta brothers from the UAE, Batoi said the MPA is working hard to get them back to South Africa. Deputy President Paul Mashatile and Justice Minister Ronald Lamula are in the UAE discussing the matter with the presidency in that country.
I'll perhaps just quickly, very quickly talk about, the Lune matter is on appeal, and the Gupta extradition matter, which you probably also asked me about. The Deputy President and the minister have already traveled to the UAE. And we have been trying very, very hard to find out some very basic things, like what was the problem with our extradition request? We've not had satisfactory responses from the UAE. We've been trying to set up a meeting with, I've never traveled to the UAE, but with regard to this case, set up a meeting with the National Director and the head of the Prosecuting Authority in the UAE in order for us to understand this. And I know him personally because of our involvement in the International Association of Prosecutors. We've not been able to schedule that meeting for months. Now we decided as the NPA executive that we needed the president of this country to intervene with the ruler of the UAE, because we realized that unless there isn't that strong political push in the UAE, we're going to struggle with this matter. So,
asked about President Cyril Ramaphosa's Phalaphala Farm scandal, she said it's a matter for the Director of Public Prosecutions in Limpopo.
This particular matter is with the DPP in Limpopo. As with most high-profile matters, we get reports from DPPs on progress in investigations to make sure that cases are moving. But ultimately, when the DPP in a division is satisfied that a case is properly investigated and he or she can take a decision in it, they will. So that's about as far as we can take that request.
Will you answer this on the archive question?
Reporting for Times Live, I am Tabo Shabalala.